What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
Good morning. Welcome to The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We are live here this morning on WBQO. I'm Drayton Hogarth, hosting this morning, filling in for Jason Bishop. With me this morning is my friend, and heck, everybody's friend, I think, Kip Branch. What's going on, man?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Everybody keep Jason and his lovely wife, Renee, and their young man, Kaysen. They had a passing this past week. That's why Kip is in with us this morning. But, keep them in your thoughts and prayers, and reach out to them if you can as they go through this. But this morning we're going to talk about a lot of football because basketball is over. The national championship game was played. North Carolina ended up pulling it out in a pretty solid game. It was kind of a slugfest. The officials kind of got in the way a little bit, I thought. But yeah,
the officials, they wanted to make their presence felt in that basketball game. And it seemed like, even the popcorn seller was in foul trouble. But that was a good game. North Carolina, as I predicted, won the national championship for the sixth time. And, Roy Williams puts himself up there as one of the greatest coaches of all time now with three national championships at Carolina and did a fantastic job at Kansas before he got into North Carolina. So Roy's he's climbing that all-time great ladder pretty quickly.
Definitely. I think you and Jason both predicted it. Jason in his ex post facto brackets because he would fill it in after the fact. It was, that's how he had a perfect bracket.
But I wrote a pre-tournament story.
There you go.
And, that bracket that Carolina was in, that South bracket.
Tough.
They had to play a good Arkansas team in the second round and got pushed. If you notice Carolina in the tournament, they would be on the ropes in just about every close in when they played the good teams. And they'd close out with big runs at the end of every game. Mm-hmm. They did it with Arkansas. Arkansas had them beat, and Carolina closed the game on a 12-0 run. Mm-hmm. And they did the same thing with Kentucky. That was the best game of the tournament, by the way. And whoever won that game, I thought would win the national championship. But I wrote an article this week about how the ACC is better than the SEC right now.
Yeah, I saw that.
And there's some proof there. Football, Clemson, national champion. Basketball, North Carolina. And, you look through the bracket Carolina just came through, and they beat Arkansas and Kentucky. Mm-hmm. To get to the Final Four, and both of Kentucky and Arkansas played for the SEC tournament championship. Mm-hmm. So they had a tough bracket, and they came through it.
It was definitely the toughest bracket, and to make it through that, I think, like you said, Kentucky or North Carolina were probably the favorites. Whoever won that, because I think if those two teams played 10 times, it's probably 5-5.
That was a great game. That Fox kid for Kentucky, he's one and done. Mm-hmm. But wow, he's a great player.
Yeah, and just real quick to the folks that say the one and done's, it doesn't mean anything to them. I don't know if y'all saw the post game interview with him, and they were both just bawling their eyes out, man. They were tore up over this loss. So.
The one and done rule is a rule that was put in place by adults,
right?
Okay,
yeah.
And so these kids come from these tough economic backgrounds. They're trying to do what they can do to support their families, mm-hmm. and don't blame them. If you want to change the system. Don't blame the kids,
right? Well, this segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Well, we're going to cover, like I said, we're going to get into some high school football talk, Georgia spring practice. Of course, the weekend after the Final Four typically is the Masters as well. So we will discuss that a little bit later on in the show. We'll have Frederica coach Brandon Derrick joining us, I believe the 10:30 segment. And we'll try to get it all, man. Also with us is more Ed Steele producing the show for us. Morning, Ed. Welcome.
Morning.
let's get right to it. Frederica Academy, their schedule was released this past week, and we've got it here for you in case you did not see it. They will open it up on August the 11th against Park Lane out of Mississippi. It's going to be a 2:30 ball game. Holy Spirit will be the following week. Bethesda, Wesleyan, big game with Valwood. That's always a tough game.
Valwood's the cream of the crop in GSI, Georgia Independent School Association.
Absolutely.
Football. Yeah.
Valwood, and then another tough one. They got a week off before they play Memorial out of Savannah, Trinity Christian out of Dublin, Pinewood Christian out of Bellevue.
You never know with Pinewood. They're good some years, and some years are just awful, but it goes in spurts with them.
Very big, very very big for a private school.
Right.
Bullock Academy in Statesboro, Edmund Burke, and then another week off, and then the playoffs start. They got the bye week again before the playoffs. So Frederick has set up
the four run.
They've got
This
is their year.
This is the year.
I mean, you can say that they were a little bit too young last year, maybe with lead, because it's a extremely sophomore laden class. You know, with all the talent, I think you've got your junior year. Typically, is that time, and they're training hard. They're going to all the 7-on-7s, and the Jay Sean's involved in the True 19 game and stuff like that with Kenyatta Watson. So it's time, and not just Jay Sean Sheffield, it's Jalen Simpson. Lots of kids over there. I don't remember if the Veal kid is back.
They have some talent assembled over there.
Mm-hmm.
And the level they play at across the state, there's no reason that they shouldn't make a pretty good run this year. Mm-hmm. Sheffield kid, he's special.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he's one of those kids that's going to shine, public, private, you know, put him just about anywhere and he's going to stand out. So he's a heck of a football player, and he's only a junior.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got another year in high school.
Yeah.
So that's kind of scary.
And then his classmate, Jalen Simpson, it's probably arguable he's as good as, if not a better athlete overall.
They got some good athletes over there.
Skill-wise, I think they're set. It's all dependent upon Frederica, I think, in the trenches. Offensive line, defensive line.
Yeah, and they're working. They're probably doing their off-season conditioning program to get ready for the season, and their season starts a little earlier than in the public schools. I mean,
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
a little
so
bit.
They should, that Valwood game is going to be pretty telling.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they playing Valwood here? They've gone over there the last 2 years. It should be a return visit, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I would think that they would be coming back here. Let me pull it up real quick. I know that stretch with Valwood and then Memorial. And then Pinewood, like you said, Pinewood can be kind of up and down either way. But Valwood's at home, yeah.
Okay.
Valwood at home, Memorial at home, and Trinity at home.
They went to Valdosta last year and got Valwood. So,
yeah.
I mean, they got their toughest games. Where they go? They go to Pinewood, don't they?
Yeah, go to Pinewood. Bullock at home.
Okay.
Edmund Burke away. Bullock is the one that tripped them up last year, kind of heading into the playoffs as well.
Yeah, that kind of – sometimes you have those games where nothing kind of goes right, and you just got to feel your way through it, and sometimes that's how upsets happen. But, when you got 9th and 10th graders filling out your roster and getting all the major minutes, there's going to be Friday nights where they don't perform. But – the biggest jump between high school football players between their sophomore and their junior year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest development year for the kids, and you see the biggest improvement. So with those juniors they've got coming back, like Sheffield and the others, you're going to see a drastic improvement in their level of play this year.
Right. This segment is brought to you by Coconut Kev's and by Watermarks Printing. Coming back from break here, we will discuss Brunswick and maybe a little bit of Glenn Academy in later in the show.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Want to put something special in that Easter basket this year? Cunningham Jewelers has your solution. Cross pendants, many choices from sterling silver to black diamonds, starting at only $30. Also, pearl sets for your mom, daughter, and even baby, starting at $99. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful historic downtown Brunswick. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham bow.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckeratty.com. That's alantuckeratty.com.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other healthcare providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service, it's your pool, it's our business.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
Welcome back to the game. I was kind of enjoying that bed, Ed. If we can leave that up for a little bit.
That is pretty good.
Drayton Hogarth, the host of the show this morning. Jason Bishop is off, but sitting in with us is Kip Branch. And Ed Steele producing the show for us this morning. You know, what's the most dangerous place in the world, do you think, of?
Most dangerous place in the world right now?
Yeah.
Probably somewhere like Syria.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your place a little bit more dangerous.
I mean, that was a literal question. I took it literal. My bad.
Even a little slightly less dangerous than Syria.
There you go. I mean, we are dropping tomahawks on them. Yeah.
Speaking of tomahawks, we'll be talking about the Braves maybe a little bit later in the show. slightly less dangerous than Syria is the mind of Jason Bishop with this week's Week in Review.
And here we go. Tony Romo becomes one more former athlete that takes a broadcasting job away from someone who actually has a degree. The Seahawks reportedly are trying to trade Richard Sherman. Falcons, please get him. There would be nothing better in Atlanta than a weekly Richard Sherman interview. Just ask Aaron Andrews. Baseball season has officially begun, which means ESPN will officially become the Red Sox / Yankees network. Bartolo Colon, the only pitcher in the world that can get out major league hitters throwing no harder than a little leaguer. Hello, Charlie Hoffman. I have no idea who you are. Tim Tebow will end up being the best minor leaguer to ever play and will end up enshrined in the Minor Leaguer Hall of Fame. Dustin Johnson, top five golfer in the world, but unranked in stairs. A quote from LeVar Ball, "You can't win no championship with three white guys. The foot speed is too slow." LeVar, three names. Bobby Hurley, Christian Laettner, and Cherokee Parks. Google them. You're a racist, and your son is no Michael Jordan. And these are my thoughts.
Yeah, LeVar Ball
is an idiot.
Larry Bird would beg to differ with you, my friend.
He's just a straight-run idiot. I mean, he is.
It is crazy, man.
I mean, UCLA, yeah. Your son can't play defense, first of all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Who's the guy? Who's the other guard for Kentucky? Slipping my mind. It just declared. I can't.
Malik Monk.
Monk torched him for about 50 points in a McDonald's High School All-Star game, and then Fox torched him for 39 in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And now his dad's running around saying, "Oh, he popped a hamstring or something in that game, and that's because it made him not play well." But you know what? LeVar Ball's had his 20 seconds of fame. It's time for him. And ESPN and all these groups, they put him on the air every day. No, he couldn't beat Michael Jordan one-on-one.
Absolutely not.
Okay? His son's not that great. Okay?
Yeah, I don't even know if his son could beat Michael Jordan right now.
And, you know, he sits there and he spouts off at the mouth about, you know, using the racist comments and things like that. And, you know, it's just uncalled for. And if and his son, half white?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. He's half slow, I guess.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're going to apply the, you know, the stereotypes, then, you know, apply them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, he's doing this, you know, just going this over-the-top route. I think it's all about the money, getting the attention of ESPN, Fox Sports. Everybody's talking about it, and even us as well, but he's still got – his sons are – very talented.
He's a good basketball player, but
and his sons are even his younger brothers are even supposedly even better than he is. So,
and he's one and done. He's a one and done at UCLA, and you know Coach Alford out there. He's probably Coach Alford won a national championship at Indiana.
He got it done with his slow foot speed.
Yeah, yes, he did. I forgot to say that. Throw that in there. I'm a big Hoosier basketball fan, but there's. He's an idiot.
Yeah. No doubt about it. This segment is brought to you by Mateo's, by Brunswick Moore Supply, and by Catch 228. Of course, Augusta, everything's going on live. The Masters, they're teeing off. They'll be teeing off around 10:40, looks like. But the leaderboard right now, you got four guys tied at 4-under. Ricky Fowler, Sergio Garcia, again, Charlie Hoffman, and Thomas Peters. William McGirt is 2-under. And then you got the guy I think everybody's going to be following, keeping up with, Freddie Couples sitting there at 1-under. If he can stay in, he can maybe ride some momentum, emotion from the crowd and make a run. He makes a run every year, it seems like.
Freddie's always, you know, he's in there and he just plays well at Augusta. Some golfers just play well at certain venues, and Freddie always plays well at Augusta, and he'll be the sentimental favorite for people like me who are middle-aged. And but you know what? I've always been a Sergio fan. I like Sergio. He's a, you know, he was a prodigy coming up and was supposed to have probably won 5 or 6 majors by now, and unfortunately he hasn't. And he's 37 years old now, and I kind of want Sergio to get that major.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. I remember him first getting on to the PGA Tour, you know, and everybody, this big-time young kid, big-time talent, and it just hasn't happened in the majors for him.
And I'm a big Ricky Fowler fan too.
I like Fowler too.
I like his attire on the golf course. I just like everything about Fowler. He's just a good player, and you know, when I watched the opening ceremony on TV Thursday when they had the chair out and they put Arnold's green jacket on the chair, and Jack and Gary Player did the ceremonial to start the Masters, and they scanned the audience, and Ricky Fowler was there watching on his knees, had tears in his eyes.
Yeah.
That tells me a lot about the young man, and I want him to do well as well. It wouldn't bother me if Ricky or Sergio win the Masters.
Who do you think pulls it out?
Fowler. If it comes to head-to-head, he's due. Sergio's due, but you know, Sergio's been really, really close. I can remember a British Open a few years ago where he was leading on the 18th fairway and, you know, just didn't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
But if Sergio does break through and win a Masters, he could win 2 or 3 more.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just about to say he's still young enough to make a little run here.
And Fowler's, you know, he's in his, what, early 30s now?
Mm-hmm.
So he's got plenty of time. But one of those two, I'd be thrilled if one of those two won.
Yeah, I'd like to see Freddie make a run, continue his run. And but if it's not him, I agree with you. I like Ricky Fowler. Doesn't mind standing out, you know, and showing out a little bit on the golf course.
He's not a cocky player though. He just wears. I like the fashion.
There you go.
He I like the fashion he wears on the golf course. It just stands out. I like the bright colors and the, you know, that kind of stuff. That's just me personally, though.
Also, I think kind of keep an eye on those guys sitting at even par right now. Mickelson, Adam Scott, and Jordan Spieth all.
Spieth was, I was watching Spieth a little bit yesterday, and he was plus three, plus four on the front nine, and he got it all the way back to even par. Made a birdie putt on 18 yesterday, and Spieth is a putter. I mean, if it gets down to a putting contest, he's the man. Anywhere from 15 to 20 feet, he's going to roll that ball consistently in the hole better than anyone. So that's the strength of his game. And you, if you can't putt, you can't win Augusta.
Yeah. What is it? Drive for show and putt for dough is what he's saying.
Especially on those greens.
Real quick, going back to Jason's Week in Review, Richard Sherman in Atlanta, would you – well, you're a Lions fan, would you think that would be a good move for Atlanta?
Yeah, Atlanta needs some they probably need some help at corner. Richard Sherman could help anybody. I mean, he's one of those players that if he goes to any team in the league, it's a major, major upgrade. I don't think the Falcons – I don't think it's realistic. I saw an article earlier in the week where there were like three or four teams out there that were realistic shots to get him. Falcons was not were not one of them. New England was on the list. New Orleans was on the list. And if Sherman was to show up in New Orleans, that team gets better fast.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't, they can't stop the pass last year.
Right.
Yeah.
This segment is brought to you by Floors and More and by Sea Palms Realty. Coming back, we will talk Georgia spring practice.
Computer issues? No problem. Let the pros at Network Monkeys take away the stress and get your PC running back to top shape. Whether it be virus removal, custom builds, upgrades, or whatever. If it has to do with a computer, Network Monkeys has you covered. And now Network Monkeys offers tutoring for those of us that are less than tech savvy. 3831 Community Road, 912-466-0906 or online at networkmonkeys.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Floors & More is your go-to store for all of your flooring needs. Floors & More is proud to announce they are Brunswick's number one dealer in Cortec waterproof flooring. Also introducing Mount Castle Engineer hardwood flooring, European oaks up to 7.5 wide. Floors & More, 4016 Coral Park Drive, off Cypress Mill Road, right past Holloway's Bakery. 912-265-9696 or visit floorsandmorestore.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. It seems like every week I am telling you that Glenn Academy quarterback Randon Jernigan has another offer from another school. Well, you guessed it. Georgia State adds its name to the long line of schools seeking Jernigan's services at the next level. On the diamond, the Glenn Academy baseball team won the city championship this past week, beating the Pirates in a three-game series. The Frederica baseball team is on a roll to start the season and proving to be an offensive juggernaut. 12 home runs in 11 games and a 9-2 record. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook. And check us out, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Welcome back to the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Drayton Hogarth, your host this morning, joined by Kip Branch and Ed Steele producing this morning. You know, like I said, spring football is in the air. College, Georgia is going hard at it. G-Day is April 22nd. You know, hearing a lot of good things from Athens right now. Let's get into that a little bit. First off, this segment is brought to you by Brunswick Country Club, by Jessup Furniture, Crystal Pools, and Second Amendment Firearms Emporium. It's a big year for Coach Smart and the program this year coming up.
I think so, too. I mean, from a strictly roster talent standpoint, there's no reason Georgia shouldn't win the East.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at it. I mean, you got a quarterback coming back second year, got thrown in the fire as a freshman, getting pushed by a highly touted quarterback coming in. So that's only going to make him better. You got Nick Chubb coming back, who they say starting to look like 2015 mm-hmm. Nick Chubb in practice. And that's scary for the SEC. Got some receivers that stepped up a little bit last year. Terry Godwin's going to have to step up this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got to play like a five-star at one of the receivers. And Riley Ridley, he got a little trouble here a couple of weeks ago. But he'll be there. And I'm hearing raving reviews about people like Jeremiah Holloman that's coming in mm-hmm. as a receiver that enrolled early. You know, Easton's got the rocket arm. He's being pushed by Fromm. You know, he's getting better mm-hmm. every day. And he's becoming a better leader. The talent's there. It's just who is going to plug in on the offensive line. You know, they've got some starters coming back on the offensive line, but let's be honest, offensive line wasn't very good last year.
No.
In Athens, so it's got to improve. And if that piece can improve, Georgia's can be scary on offense.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that's kind of exciting for the Bulldog Nation is the reports that Kirby has given is that the offensive line is moving around the defensive line right now. He was very disappointed in his defensive line, which tells me that the offensive line is maybe starting to get it under, you know, new coach, offensive line coach Sam Pittman last year.
Sam Pittman's probably the best coach in the business,
Absolutely.
Offensive line coach in the business. And you know last year probably ate at him mm-hmm. all off season. You know they signed six offensive linemen in this last recruiting class, and including a kid from Brunswick High School, Deontay Demery. So mm-hmm. talent's coming in. Bodies are there. And he's got a lot more material at Georgia than he had at Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. And he's able to bring in six kids like this. They fit his mold, his body type, mm-hmm. which is big. He wants the biggest kids, and he's going to fit them, have them fit his system, fit his style.
But you look at Georgia's running back position.
Mm-hmm.
Is that absolutely sick or what? You got Chubb, you got Michelle, you got Elijah Holyfield, who we didn't even see last year, okay? And you got Harrion, and then they're raving about the Swift kid coming in.
Swift in Pennsylvania.
That's five kids.
Yeah.
I mean.
But you've got to get Chubb and Sony. You've got to make sure they are on the field a lot. I think they can slide Sony out to slot a little bit. He's a very good receiver.
He is a good receiver, and they did that a little bit when Sony was a freshman, if mm-hmm. you remember, and in sophomore, so they got him in the slot a lot. He's a good receiver mm-hmm. out of the backfield, and I think Michelle can go and play that kind of Isaiah McKenzie kind of position in the slot, get out in the passing game, make things happen,
I agree.
Speed sweeps and things like that, and really give defensive coordinator something to think about.
Mm-hmm. With guys at tight end, you know, like Isaac Nauta, Jeb Blazevich, and Charlie Warner. I think Charlie Warner is a kid to keep an eye on.
I think so, too.
They just need a guy on that outside that can blow the lid off that defense. And keep an eye on Mecole Hardman. He has really gotten a lot of good reviews. I think they've kind of slid him back from defensive back full-time over to receiver. He can play that slot position. And we saw him in high school. He's faster than almost everybody on the field.
He's special. He's a special kind of fast.
Mm-hmm.
Hardman is.
Defensively, you're returning 10 out of 11 starters.
Defense, Georgia's loaded.
They
played good defense last year.
Right.
It's just the offense that kept Georgia from just blowing the lid mm-hmm. off of it last year. But defense, you know, Mel Tucker's had that unit playing good last year. And I'm reading things about D'Angelo Gibbs that's come in early and done took a starting job.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what does that say about him?
Yeah, he's special. Gibbs and the other safety coming in, LeCount from right up the road in Liberty.
Yeah,
he's pushing for playing time right now. It's I kind of like where Georgia's at, where they can kind of, you know, play a little bit. Not really getting big time push by the media, but it's kind of that 10-15 range usually when you see them in rankings. And we saw the ESPN Power Index came out. We'll try to get to that later in the show and discuss that.
But you know, Roquan Smith, they raving about him. I mean, he's missing the spring, but you know, he's going to be a great player. Georgia's loaded. I don't know the whole Trent Thompson story, but they say he's back out at practice, moving around with the medical issue and things like that. So, putting on a little more weight. Mm-hmm. But Georgia's got some talent on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah. I suppose they had some kind of a reaction to meds or something like that. I don't know.
I mean, they had to call in the emergency personnel to treat him. So it was serious.
Yeah,
it was serious. Yeah.
Definitely. But he's sitting out this semester, but he'll be able to make it up by summer and should be back ready to go for fall. Do you think Georgia gets 93,000 again to show up?
I don't know
Athens?
About that. I don't know about
They're going to make a push. Or are they going to bring Ludacris back this year?
I hope not. How about somebody like, I don't know, a country music star or something like that?
They'll try
put
to
Miranda move. Lambert in there. I'll go watch her. Yeah.
Miranda Lambert, maybe get a little Jason Aldean for the ladies to come see. He's a Georgia native, big Georgia fan. It'll be fun. I think they do need to kind of make it more of an event, you know, for fans and the players to have guys that they want to see come out. And you know, those kids loved it. They ate it up having Ludacris out there for their pregame warm-ups. I mean, come on,
man. These kids, they like, you know, when I pick up my daughter from, like, cheerleading and all that, and, you know, I listen to my kind of music. I'm an 80s guy. You know, I like listening to 80s dance music and Prince and Michael Jackson and all that stuff. And she'll come in here and she'll grab my phone and put this little stuff like little Uzi Vert and all that kind of stuff. I said, man, what is this stuff? I mean, these kids are different nowadays.
No doubt. And how about the Georgia schedule this year?
Notre Dame, baby. That's a bucket list item. Go to South Bend and watch a football game. Can you imagine what those tickets are going to go for?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Real quick, Appalachian State at Notre Dame, Samford, Mississippi State at home, at Tennessee at Vandy, Missouri at home, Florida down in Jacksonville, South Carolina at home, at Auburn, Kentucky, and then at Georgia Tech.
I don't like that. I don't like that Florida, South Carolina, Auburn stretch. I don't like playing South Carolina the week before Auburn. I just don't like that. But rather play them earlier in the season. And Appalachian State's going to be a tough opening game. Then you got to back that up and go to Notre Dame on a night game. It's going to be an 8 p.m. game in South Bend.
Yep.
NBC.
NBC. WNBC. coming up after the break, Frederick Academy coach Brandon Derrick.
The secret is out. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting is your premier outdoorsman store in the Golden Isles. Pecker Wrecker Calls, Obsession Bows, Georgia Boots, Rocky Snake Boots, Harper Super Striker Popping Cork, guns, ammo, rods, reels, frozen bait, fishing supplies, and more. Owned and operated by folks you know. 1957 Glen Avenue, just south of the St. Simon's Causeway in the Old Waves Building. 912-342-7387 or online at CoastalOutdoorsFH.com.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go. 912-267-0248.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris.
Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. And don't miss Catch 228's 9-year anniversary party on Saturday, May 20th. 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the mower's landscape pro's trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call. 265-2388.
Second Amendment Firearms Emporium is locally owned and operated by Derek and JR Fiveash. All new firearms purchased in 2017 will carry a 1-year cleaning service contract. And remember, Second Amendment Firearms Emporium has everything you want or need to protect your home and family. 1240 Chapel Crossing Road across from Fletsy. 912-262-0188 or check them out online at hityourtarget.us. That's hityourtarget.us.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them. And Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herondS.com.
Oh my God, going back to my childhood here, man.
Man, I was thinking like 1985.
I was looking for my Nintendo controller. Where is it? This segment of the show, welcome back to the game, by the way. Drayton Hogarth sitting in for Jason Bishop this morning is Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Express Lube and Car Wash, and by Network Monkeys. Also, Coastal Outdoor Fishing and Hunting. Right now, they've got a buy an obsession hunting bow. And be automatically registered for a drawing for a Summit Viper SD climbing tree stand. And the drawing, that's throughout April, and the drawing will be on May 1st. And right now joining us on the Southern Sports Edition landline, Frederick Academy coach Brandon Derrick. Coach Derrick, welcome.
How are you all?
Good, good. Drayton Hogarth, Kip Branch joining us as well. Going to talk with you a little bit. Let's go back a little bit to the end of last season. Didn't end up the way you guys wanted. State playoff loss. How do you approach that? Do you go back and watch and try to learn from that game, or is it just something you just burn the film and forget about it and move on to the next season?
Now, you always go back and look at what you can correct, and if you're not doing that, you're doing an injustice to you and the program and the kids. So you got to go back and see what can be corrected and what needs to be fixed, you know, and that's one of those things that you do. It's bitter, but at the same time, it's a teachable point for the kids going into the next season and things you got to correct. So you use it to build on. It's not something I burn it and throw it away. I kind of use it as a teaching point.
Coach, as you know, you've been coaching a pretty good while now. Championships are won during the off season. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now in your strength and conditioning program and how to get these kids ready for this season.
Well, we're going to be revamping it here, coming back in right after spring break. The whole football team's going to start coming in every morning after spring break from 7 to about 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to lift as a team instead of just doing it by classes. We've got them all in classes lifting, and I just want to get the camaraderie type thing. I want to get 4 months working together and sweating together. So we're going to put everybody in the weight room together here coming back on Monday. We'll start and go 4 days a week from now until we get ready to kick off in August. So, you know, they've already been lifting and working out. We've made some big strides there, but at the same time, I feel like it's something that needs to be done working out as a team.
Got you. Now, you guys have tons of talent at the skill positions. Tell us a little bit about your lines of scrimmage coming up for this season. How do you feel going into the 2017 season?
We're not going to be huge, but we're going to have experience, which is a big thing for us. We get 4 of our 5 linemen returned You know, but we're not going to be that massive offensive line when we break the huddle. I wish we were that massive offensive line when we break the huddle and get people's way and let our skill kids do the rest. But we're going to be athletic up front, but not just going to be huge. We're going to be able to move and do some things and pull, and it kind of changes what you do. We're going to run a little bit of zone, but we're also going to be pulling guys and getting guys out front. I mean, I've got some kids that are running 4.9s that play guard, so I might as well get them out in the front with those other guys and get them out there and run some traps and get on the edge and the perimeter and get them involved too, getting the linemen downfield and making some plays with the screen game.
Coach, we were looking at your schedule during the break and noticed, you know, want to get your thoughts on the schedule. Notice that you got Valwood and teams like that coming to St. Simon's this year, so that's got to be a plus for you. Talk a little bit about your schedule this upcoming season.
Well, we were able to revamp it this year a little bit. I know it's not a new scheduling cycle, but we had some teams that didn't want to play, and we moved. So we're going to go to the – we got a little kickoff classic there. We're going to play a highly ranked team out of Mississippi in the first week on August the 11th. We're going to go to Montgomery, Alabama, and play in the Crampton Bowl down there. And we're going to play Park Lane Academy out of Mississippi for the opening week. And, of course, we got Valwood at home. And then we're going to go to Wesleyan School also and play them in Atlanta, which is a GHSA private school, which is usually a top eight team. We're going to go travel and play them. You know, I get to hear all the time, we don't play nobody. Our competition's lower level tier. We're going to go find out. I'm one of those guys. I'm a Ric Flair guy. You want to be the man, you better beat the man. So, that's been my mantra ever since I've been in coaching. And people sometimes they accuse me of being crazy, but at the same time, I think our kids have made those strides. I feel like I've got the program. I feel like our kids and coaches have gotten the program to the point to where we can go compete at that level. You know, I think we're going to have probably 40 to 45 kids out this year. Be the largest varsity team we've ever had. It's kind of exciting, you know, but at the same time, we got a lot of things we got to get fixed and a lot of work to put in between now and then. You know, we got a lot of skill kids, but it's going to depend on whether our offense and defensive lines can hold up in those games, as you well know. When you're playing those really good opponents, that's where it's won, in the trenches. So we've got to avoid the injuries and go through it. I think region-wise, it's going to be, you know, our region's pretty tough. Pinewood, Trinity, they're going to be very comparable. Bullock and Edmund Burke, those four teams are really football teams when it comes to a region. They like to play football more than they do in them other sports. So it's a football region, and we've got to go. And, you know, once we get out of our region, I feel like we can go and compete because of how we've been tested during the regular season.
Talking with Frederick Academy coach Brandon Derrick. Coach, I know we've talked before, and you've kind of stated that your ultimate goal is for Frederica to slide over to the GHSA. Are you guys still on track for that, you think? And when do you think that could come to fruition?
Well, I'm pushing. You know, any chance I get, I push us in that direction. You know, next year's the new rescheduled year for everybody, GHSA and for GISA. So, you know, I would like to make the transition in the following year after this following season. Now, whether or not the admin or anyone else wants to do that at that point, that's going to be above my pay grade, as I say sometimes. But I feel like I've gotten our program and the coaches have gotten our program to the point to where we can go compete in those single A and double A and maybe even play against the triple A teams in GHSA, night in and night out. You know, the biggest thing for us is travel. We're trying to cut down on that travel. I think we've done some numbers. We broke it down. I think, the league we're playing in now, the average round trip's 291 miles. Whereas if we were to be in the GHSA region there in Savannah with those guys, I think it's 171. So it takes 120 miles out of the trip. And the way I look at it, I start looking at the gas prices. How much it will cost us some fuel, because that, you know what I know, when you talk money, everybody starts to listen then. So, it's kind of been our thing to talk to people about is, you know, let's cut down on the fuel and the kids resting and things like that. And then it just kind of seeps over into those winter and spring sports, you know, and all the travel there too, and how much money you can either save and how much time you save. So maybe we can make that move.
Well, that would be good to have another school competing at the GHSA level here in Glenn County, but, Coach Derrick, we appreciate you coming on with us this morning, and good luck in the off season and heading into next season.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Want to put something special in that Easter basket this year? Cunningham Jewelers has your solution. Cross pendants, many choices from sterling silver to black diamonds, starting at only $30. Also, pearl sets for your mom, daughter, and even baby, starting at $99. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful historic downtown Brunswick. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham bow.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. St. Jessup Furniture, you know and love.
Welcome back to the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Drayton Hogarth with Kip Branch sitting in for Jason Bishop this morning. This segment is brought to you by Alan Tucker, by Parkwood Podiatry, Boyd's Transmissions, and by Fox's Pizza. Go see Ricky and all the folks down at Fox's Pizza. College isn't the only one doing their spring practice coming up. Brunswick High, I guess Glenn Academy will be getting out on the practice field here soon. Big season for Brunswick and Glenn this year. Big transition year for Glenn. Big transition year for Brunswick with a new coach, Coach Pender.
Coach Pender's came in, and he's done a fantastic job so far. He does the morning workouts at Brunswick High. Okay. They come in at 7 o'clock on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, and the kids lift weights during school. They have the weightlifting class, but he has the morning workouts from 7 to 8 on Tuesday and Thursday. I've been to a couple of those, and they've got trash cans strategically placed all over the workout area. They go from station to station. There's probably 8 or 9 stations set up there. Rapid, fast-paced workouts, a couple of minutes at each station, constantly moving. He's trying to get these kids prepared to run that offense. He says he wants to run a play every 9 to 12 seconds. He wants to snap the football.
Yeah.
And to do that, you have to be in tremendous shape. And these kids, you know, he's got about averaging about 80 kids every morning for the workouts when they do it on the workout days. And the kids are working hard. They're buying in. You have to think, Coach Pender, he's coming in year one. He's inheriting a very talented roster. Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot of defensive talent coming back on this football team. Some great offensive talent too, but we're especially stacked on the defensive side of the football field. And he said to me, you know, I've been out to dinner with him a couple of times, him and his wife, and he talks about he's never walked into a situation before where he's had this kind of defensive talent mm-hmm. on that side of football. So he's excited about that, and he thinks that with the offensive talent that we have in place, we're going to be able to score some points. And he's real excited. The thing that he's got to do is these kids that are at Brunswick High, they haven't been successful mm-hmm. over the last couple of years. And it's more, the talent's there. It's more of a mental thing with these kids. And so he's waging kind of that mental thing and getting them built up and encouraged and getting them ready and built from the mental side of things. And once these kids buy in from the emotional and mental standpoint, then we think we can have a pretty good football team this year.
Yeah, I agree. I think Brunswick is set up for a big season this year. You know, with that defense coming back, getting that mentality straightened out, get them to believe that they can win these games. You know, they had so many close games last year. Could it just have been the fact that they felt like it was a, you know, well, here we go again. Something's going to happen.
I've broadcast, this will be my 11th year broadcasting yeah. Brunswick High football. I've never seen a team lose so many close games in the fashion in which we lost close football games last year. It was frustrating.
Yeah.
I wanted to bang my head on the press box walls about every Friday night watching how some of these things unfolded. Just, you can't explain it. There's just some years things just don't go right. Last year was one of them. We had a good team last year to probably go two or three rounds in the playoffs, but just for whatever reason, ended up 5-5.
Yeah. I feel like Brunswick, they didn't really attack on offense.
No, they were
a little passive.
We threw too many quick screens and things like that. And we, you know, our offensive line last year averaged 290 pounds across the front. And we had Brandon McMaster and we just didn't line up and just try to run at people enough. And when we did, we were successful. It was, you know, and Coach Pender coming in with his system, you think we throw the ball like crazy.
Right.
But when you look at the numbers and the breakdown, he runs it as much as he throws the football.
Yeah. You just spread out all over the place.
Spread out. And the thing about what he does is he spreads people out and he gets mismatches. He gets his best athletes on your worst athletes on defense, and then that's how he makes things happen on offense. And he's got a good quarterback coming back. Stevens is coming back for his senior year. Got some good running backs, have some good receivers. Jalen Jackson, you know what he can do. He's a state champion basketball player. He's probably going to play. We're going to run a 3-3-5 defense, 3-5-3 defense, and he's going to be back there at that safety. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of going to roam the field. And we got some linebackers, dude.
Yeah, man.
We have some linebackers. And Jalen and Sherrod Frazier on that defense, there'll probably be some packages for them on offense as well.
Yeah. Well, heading across town, Glenn Academy, I think, you know, they've had such a great run these last couple of years. Lose a DJ Dallas, lose a Zelante Hillary, a lot of other kids that have, you know, gone on to playing football on Saturdays, but I think they're going to be a little underrated by a lot of people around here, but there's talent on that team still.
There's a lot of talent on that team, and you're going to find out, I mean, what we at Brunswick kind of know from having Randon at quarterback for a couple of years. When he gets over there and they roll him out in the flat with run pass option, that's going to cause defense coordinators around here to just turn gray really, really quick.
What do they call it? Stressing the defense.
And he stresses the defense really, really, really bad. So he'll plug in at quarterback this year, and I expect him to have one of those kind of seasons like he had when he was a freshman at Brunswick High, run probably for 1,000 yards, maybe pass for 1,500, 2,000 yards. They got kids that can run, especially at skill positions. You got Hunter Hall coming back on that defense, and he's like a tackling machine. I bet he'll have 120 tackles next year just during the regular season. And they're good. Yeah. I mean, you lose DJ Dallas, you lose that offensive tackle and Kendall Cross, but you know, Coach Rock will tell you probably that it's next guy up. Mm-hmm. And they've been building that now for 3 or 4 years, and it is the next guy up. Yeah. And you're going to see, I mean, DJ's gone at quarterback. Randon's going to come in, probably have a better season production-wise at quarterback than DJ had. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Tyler Grant at running back. He'll have a great season. And, you know, Glenn's always going to be good on defense.
Right. Yeah, Coach Hidalgo is going to make sure.
Yeah, they're going to be physical, good on defense, yeah.
Yeah, your physical, defensive, strong defensively, and you're going to have athletes in the right spots.
They're the program. They are the program to beat around here in this region. They are the favorite going into this thing. Don't let them tell you anything otherwise, because they're going to be the region favorite to win the region. And I look for the Brunswick Glenn game to be for a region championship this year.
Yeah, absolutely, right here in Glenn County. Real quick, the ESPN Football Power Index came out. Number one, a little surprising, I guess, Ohio State, Alabama, Oklahoma, Florida State, Auburn, LSU, Clemson, Penn State, Washington, Wisconsin, Stanford, Southern Cal, Georgia, Louisville, Florida, and Miami, and then Michigan. And then Tennessee's 19. Notre Dame's 20.
Auburn at 5?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You got them a little overrated there.
Explain that to me.
Yeah, I guess the Stidham kid coming in from Baylor, quarterback.
He didn't start at Baylor when he left. He got beat out at Baylor. And he's coming to Auburn, and now they're going to be world beaters?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, they think Gus can get him a quarterback. They think he'll be all right, okay. I guess. Well, I mean, he won with a defensive back at quarterback.
Gus, this is a big year for Gus. I mean, Auburn's, you know, since 2013, Auburn hasn't done anything.
Right.
And so this is a big year for Auburn.
Right. Georgia 13, that's probably about right, I guess. But I think they're in a good spot, like I said. Heading out to the end of the show here. Man, appreciate it, Kip, for coming in and joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Ed, always a pleasure to have you here, my friend. You know, again, we got football in the air. You got Masters this weekend. Just enjoy it, and we'll be back here next week to talk all about it again.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
Mom, I'm going swimming at Roscoe's house because our pool's not ready yet.
Give it up. Let Crystal Pool Service get your pool up and running this summer. We can do in one day what it takes you a week to accomplish. Afraid of the cost? You might be surprised just how affordable it is. You might also want to compare prices on the big chain store supplies to those at Crystal Pool Service. But when you do, remember, we deliver them to your door free. Call 262-9260, Crystal Pool Service. It's your pool. It's our business.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. It seems like every week I am telling you that Glenn Academy quarterback Randon Jernigan has another offer from another school. Well, you guessed it. Georgia State adds its name to the long line of schools seeking Jernigan services at the next level. On the diamond, the Glenn Academy baseball team won the city championship this past week, beating the Pirates in a three-game series. The Frederica baseball team is on a roll to start the season and proving to be an offensive juggernaut. 12 home runs in 11 games and a 9-2 record. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook. And check us out, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.